ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः।
Where I live and work, many people earn a lot of money. And even though I don't want to, I sometimes get very envious. Can you tell me how to overcome this? It's a natural thing many times with many people. People earning all around so much, changing cars every year, latest model and all that. And somebody then seeing them, the word the seeker has written envious. Probably she wanted to write jealous. There is a difference between envy and jealousy. But if you are envious, not very bad. Jealousy is bad. In envy, you also try to improve, to excel. In jealousy, you think bad about another person. Anyway, but it's nice, the seeker has mentioned that though I don't want to become rich, congratulations. Congratulations to those who think on these lines. I appreciate why. Try to become rich from inside, spiritually, rather than become rich externally. There is no necessity of being envious by seeing others earning a lot of money. The necessity is not there because you are trying to be richer than those people. The real richness you are trying to acquire. They are just running after the material things. Nothing in the end will remain with them. This wealth, this money does not remain with anybody. Particularly at the time of death, one has to leave everything here. I have never heard anybody carrying wealth at the time of death. But the wealth you are trying to earn, the inner wealth, the spiritual wealth, the evolution will be with you even at the time of death. If self-realization happens, everything gets finished. The whole journey finished. You are the happiest person in the world. But there is no guarantee for that, that the event is going to happen in that way life. But even then, anybody making efforts on the path of spirituality cannot be a loser in the end. The reason is this. When that event comes, what is called as the time of death, the physical disintegration of the body, what happens at that time? Let me tell you a little. This physical body, as we all know, remains here. This physical body, composed of five elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. All these five elements are in the body. The same five elements are in the universe. At the time of death, the five elements of the body merge into the five elements of the universe. Physical death happens. And it makes not much difference whether according to the traditions of different religions the body is cremated or buried. That this body, composed of five elements, is disintegrated. The five elements merge into five, universal. Then from this body, at the time of death, the subtle body and the causal body, they separate. There are three bodies in yoga: the physical, the subtle, the causal. Causal body you will not be able to understand at this time at all. For the subtle body, you may have an idea in the form, the collected impressions of that life, activity of that life, thoughts, all the impressions, the remaining desires which could not be fulfilled in that life, everything collectively. You may take it for your purpose, the subtle body. So anyway, that mind gets separated from the physical body and a new journey starts for finding out a new womb, for a new birth, so that the unrealized desires in that birth have a chance for further realization. This is the process going on from times immemorial. Dying, again taking birth, dying, again taking birth. This is the cycle going on. So, whatever improvement has been made in the mind, in the bonded self, in your subtle existence, that is the wealth you have acquired. It will go with you. I mean the quality of inner existence goes with you, as it has come even in this birth. What is the reason that we all, being human beings, still we differ? The reason for difference is the different past in earlier lives. Even in one family, there are two brothers, two sisters, three brothers, two sisters. They are from the same parents, for many years living under the same roof, having the same facilities of life. Yet the difference is so much. Many times the difference is so much. One brother differs from another, one sister differing from another. Why this difference? This difference is on account of the difference of quality in the inner being, the soul, coming after different experiences, taking birth in the same family. What I mean to say regarding the question of the seeker here, you need not have envy. Rather, they should be the people who are trying to be more rich materially would become envious of you if they come to know that you are the person who is earning real wealth, which will never come to an end. The quality you are adding to your inner self by following the spiritual path, that is the real wealth. So don't worry about those who are earning around you much more than you. This is another point also. As regards these material achievements, I mean money, wealth, etc., even position in the society, they are not the results of our actions in the present. They are the results of our actions in the past. I mean the destiny part. Many people do not work much, yet they are wealthy. Many people work a lot, sincere, everything, yet they are not wealthy. You have to understand the relationship between destiny and action. In my satsangs, printed by them, by the seekers. So these questions you can find many answers. So anyway, to the seeker I would say, you are lucky that you are trying to be really wealthy. And the people who are running after material prosperity only are unlucky, to my mind, wasting life in temporary things which will not stay. How to overcome this problem of having envy? As far as possible, go on following the spiritual path, introspect, see your own fault. This very seeing, this very finding out that you have this thing in you is the beginning of decrease of the weakness. As soon as you start seeing something in you, that is the beginning of its eradication. Sometimes else I will explain, there are two elements, the seer and the seen. Chapter 13 of the Bhagavad Gita, everything you will find in the Bhagavad Gita. In chapter 13, the field and the knower of the field. So whatever is seen inside, envy, lust, anger, whatever, it exists there in the subtle body. And there is the seer, the Atman. In the light of the Atman, things appear. But of whatever you become conscious, that means a time is now coming for that element's elimination, going away. So it's already beginning. Next, pray to God. When you fail yourself through your own efforts, then pray to God. Both the things in life must be there. Your effort as well as surrender to God. They are not opposed to each other. Never give up efforts, never give up struggle. But don't think that you will win the battle simply by your struggle. As much power you have, try with it. Struggle. But then pray to that infinite, unspeakable power, God, and to Guru also. Guru is the representative of that power. It is divine power that flows through him for help. And whenever possible, you may go on coming here. It helps. Because there is no substitute to satsang like this. No substitute. One may read any amount of books. One may do any amount of practices. Whatever. There is no substitute to satsang like this. What happens here cannot be achieved by any other thing, by any other effort. But whenever it is possible, it is desirable.